I would really struggle to give the captain's armband to somebody who's consistently moaning and consistently shows the body language that Bruno Fernandes does.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, we check in with the Ireland camp in Portugal and hear from Paul O'Connell. Dan Sheehan will make his return from an ACL injury for Leinster tomorrow. And Ben O'Connor is handed his first start for Munster. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, the Ireland squad have missed the brunt of Storm Owen as they ramp up preparations for the Six Nations in the Algarve. Four more players will link up with the rest of the Ireland squad in Quinta del Lago on Sunday after they play for their respective provinces at the weekend. But unlike other countries, Ireland's squad is seemingly injury-free, with forwards coach Paul O'Connell not recording any knocks or niggles today. The former skipper was asked how being in Portugal changes their preparations.
I suppose it's a bit of a change of scenery. You know, I suppose when we come out here, the players definitely enjoy it. It's a great training facility. They really enjoy the hotel. You know, I suppose there's a bit of a feeling we're in with Ireland now. You know, we're out of the country, and there's this, I suppose, special experience because it is a great week. You know, the training pitch out there is beautiful. You know, we get to have a lot of meetings outdoors because of the weather. Generally, you stay around on the pitch longer. You get to have a few more conversations with players. You know, we've the hotel to ourselves, so it's a great way in week one when the players have to take on a lot. We're trying to manage how much they take on, but when they have to take on a lot, it allows for a lot of good conversations. And they really enjoy it. You know, they it's amazing how much they love each other's company, the players. So for them to come over here, something different, you know, where they're spending a lot of time around each other, spending a lot of time on the pitch before training, chatting things through, spending time on the pitch after training, chatting things through, which we do at home as well, but it's not as much with the weather. You know, it's a bit of a chore to stay out after training in Ireland at times. They do it, but so it's good. It's good to get a day off. Some of them go and play golf, play a bit of paddle. You know, they get to connect with one another again, and it makes it feel special, like they're with Ireland and it's a bit different.
O'Connell says it's business as usual for Ireland, despite Andy Farrell's absence as he prepares for the summer's Lions tour. O'Connell's been asked what Ireland needs to work on this week ahead of England's visit to the Aviva on Saturday week.
I think in the first week you're just trying to, I suppose, reintroduce our way of doing things and reintroduce our language and get the players comfortable with that. You know, for us, I suppose we've been, you know, we've been probably living in this game, and that's the challenge for us, is we've been living in this game since the end of the autumn internationals. The players have had a busy period of European games, of big interprovincial games, and sometimes you want to come in as a coach and you want to start working really hard straight away. So we have to kind of be a little bit of aware of where they're coming from, the language they have in their heads from their provinces, and we have to drip feed in what we're doing here. And that's generally what the first week is for us. It's about getting back to our way of doing things, which, you know, very often isn't too dissimilar from the provinces, but there is subtle differences, and there's differences in the language. So it's about getting the players comfortable with our way of doing it in the first week.
One of the four players who'll fly out to the Algarve on Sunday is Dan Sheehan. 6 months after tearing his ACL in South Africa, the hooker will start and captain Leinster in tomorrow's URC fixture with the DHL Stormers. James Lowe and Jack Boyle also start for Leinster at the Aviva before joining that Ireland squad. Lowe's making his first appearance in a Leinster jersey since October and his first game at all since suffering a calf injury against the Wallabies in November. Of the team that started last week's Investec Champions Cup win over Bath, only Rabah Slimani, Max Deegan and Jordy Barrett are retained. Orji Snyman will make just his sixth start for Leinster in tomorrow's game. Leinster head coach Leo Cullen says Sheehan deserves his run as captain after his fight back from that injury.
You know, sometimes you're unlucky when you do your ACL, but then there's the mechanism and how you go about doing it. So I think that seemed to be played in his favour to a certain extent. But like he's had a great mindset in terms of how he goes and approaches things, Dan. and Emma Galvin, who works with him here, like I said, listen, they've done an unbelievable amount of work to get him to this point. So listen, huge credit to the gang here and trying to help him out. But like, they've been unbelievably impressed with Dan and the mindset that he shows. So anyway, listen, I think he's in good shape. Pretty cautious in terms of his return. He's been sort of itching to go the last couple of weeks. And just trying to make assessment what's best, you know. So anyway, listen, this is what was decided. So hopefully he's good now. And even like from a leadership point of view as well, you know, obviously there's enough on his plate coming back into the team, but because he's approached things so well and, you know, he stayed very connected to coaches. Even in one of the weeks, you would have seen him in the coach's box as well. So he's pretty well aligned now at this point. He's led the lads well this week, and hopefully we see that in not only his performance and the team's performance as well.
Rabah Slimani returns from France camp to start a tight head for Leinster tomorrow. Talk this week has been about interest from Racing in the 35-year-old or a possible contract extension at Leinster. Cullen told me today that they're keen to keep the experienced prop in the fold for another season.
Listen, I'd be keen for Rabah to stay around because I think he's been outstanding for us. Not only just his own performance, but in terms of helping some of these younger guys as well. So Jack Ball starting, as Alou said, so he'll travel out to Portugal after the game with a couple of the other guys, and then we Paddy McCarthy, who he hasn't featured with us this season, he played in it, won the A games. So it's great to have Paddy back as well.
So that Leinster team that will start against the Stormers has Henry McAleen starting at fullback. On the wings will be Andrew Osborne and James Lowe. Liam Turner and Jordy Barrett are in the centre. There's a halfback pairing of Ross Byrne and Luke McGrath. In the front row, it's Jack Boyle, captain for the day, Dan Sheehan and Rabah Slimani. Orgie Snyman is alongside Brian Deeney in the second row. Alex Sirocco will start at blindside flanker. Scott Penny is on open side flanker duty, and Max Deegan moves to number 8. On the replacements bench for Leinster tomorrow are John McKee, Paddy McCarthy, Rory Maguire, Dermot Mangan, James Culhane, Will Connors, Cormac Foley and Charlie Tector as they go with a 6-2 split. The reason for that is a pretty strong Stormers team, which will have Warwick Gallant at full back, Ben Loader and Leolin Zass are on the wings, Ruhan Nell and Jonathan Roach are their centre partnership. Manny Lubbock will start at out half for the Stormers with Paul Duvet at scrum half. They have a front row of Ali Vermack, Joseph Dweba and Niesling Fouché. It's a second row of JD Schickerling and Ruben Van Heerden. Dion Furry will captain the Stormers from blindside flanker. Ben Jason Dixon is at open side. Evan Roos is named for them at number 8. Munster CEO Ian Flanagan says they're not tying themselves to a timeline regarding the head coach's vacancy. It's approaching 13 weeks since the province parted company with Graham Rowntree, with Chris Boyd assisting Ian Costello in leading the coaching staff. Alex Codling has also come on board from the IRFU in a temporary capacity. Flanagan says they have been reviewing the candidates who have expressed an interest in the head coach's role. Further meetings are scheduled between Munster's professional game committee and David Humphreys in the IRFU in the coming weeks. Ben O'Connor has been granted a first start for Munster in tomorrow night's URC game with the Dragons at Rodney Parade. The former hurler came off the bench in last month's defeat to Leinster, which was his only appearance of the season to date. O'Connor replaces the injured Mike Haley in one of 6 changes from last week's narrow defeat to Northampton in the Champions Cup. Munster say Haley's undergone successful surgery on the ankle injury he sustained at Franklin's Gardens. Dermot Kilgallen switches wings to allow Shane Daly come in on the left as Calvin Nash is on Ireland duty. There's a new halfback pairing of Billy Burns and Ethan Coughlin. Tyke Byrne is replaced in the second row by Tom Ahern, and Jack O'Donoghue captains Munster from blindside flanker in Peter O'Mahony's absence. Munster have suffered from patchy form throughout this season's URC, and Kilgallen has been asked if there's one reason behind that.
No, I can't, but like, I do know that, say, if you go back to 23, the year we won, like, there was some of these things that needed to be ironed out, particularly at the start of the season. So and then, like, when things click into gear, that's when it becomes a real force. So, like, no, I couldn't put my finger on something exactly. I think it's just about continuing to build on performances with us, and we know what as a group what we're kind of capable of, and we know that once we really get that right, that we will be a serious force in the business end.
So that Munster team will have Ben O'Connor at fullback, Dermot Kilgallen and Shane Daly are on the wings. Tom Farrell and Rory Scannell continue in the centre. Billy Burns is out half this week. Ethan Coughlin at scrum half. Dion Bleuler, Dermot Barron and Ollie Yeager are the unchanged front row. Finney Witcherly this week joined by Tom Ahern in the second row. Jack O'Donoghue captains the team from blindside flanker. Alex Kendallin continues on the open. Gavin Coombs is named at number 8. They've gone with a 6-2 split. Munster have as well on the bench with Danny Sheehan poised to make his debut, nephew of Frankie. Kieran Ryan, John Ryan, Evan O'Connell, Brian Gleeson and John Hodnett are the other forwards cover. Paddy Patterson and Tony Butler will look after the backs. Now, in case you didn't know already, Off the Ball's Six Nations preview show at the Olympia Theatre is sold out, but stay tuned to find out how you can win some highly exclusive tickets for Wednesday's event. Owen is going to be joined on stage by Brian O'Driscoll, Austin Healy, Aoife Wafer, Alan Quinlan, Jerry Thornley and Andy Dunn. Some of our lucky audience members on the night are going to leave with some great prizes, which include tickets for those Six Nations games at home to England and France. And don't miss out on future OTB events like this when you can sign up now for advance notice and pre-sale tickets at offtheball.com/insider and stay tuned to Off the Ball social channels for more. Pete Wilkins makes 7 changes to his Connacht side for Sunday's meeting with Glasgow at Scotstoun. David Hawkshaw comes in for Bundiaki at inside centre. JJ Hanrahan will make his first start since April at fly half, forming a new halfback pairing with Quaylen Blade before the scrum half heads for Portugal. With Finlay Beelam already on Ireland duty, Jack Ainger will start at tight head for Connacht. Josh Murphy switches to blindside flanker and is replaced in the second row by David O'Connor. Murphy forms an all-new back row along with Seamus Hurley-Langton and Sean Jansen. Having performed so well throughout the Challenge Cup pool phase, Wilkins wants Connacht to take that consistency into the URC.
Well, I think a few things play into that. I mean, first is the recognition that we have been inconsistent historically. And, as I said, probably this time last year, consistency is being good really frequently. And we've been good some of the time, but not frequently enough. So, the label's fair. I think as coaches, as players, addressing that and calling it out is a really important part. Each game becomes another challenge in terms of saying, no, we can be a team that extends these runs of wins or extends these runs of good performances. So, the label itself is motivation. I think the importance of the game in our URC standings is huge. It's not a knockout game in name, but it's going to have a huge impact on where we end up at the end of the season. And also the type of feelings we take into this couple of weeks break with the Six Nations and how we restart the third and final block of the season. So there's so much in it for us. One of the good things about having so many players away is that you've got a really hungry bunch of guys who are going to get an opportunity, some of whom would have liked and would have hoped to have had more opportunity before now. So it's a chance for them to show us what they've got. So I think individually and collectively, there's a huge amount going into it, but ultimately it'll be the quality of rugby on Friday night that determines whether we're stuck with that label again or whether we can back up what we've done the last 2 weeks.
So the Connacht team that will start away to Glasgow has Santiago Cordero at full back. Shea Mullins and Byron Ralston are their wingers. Piers O'Connor joined this week by David Hawkshaw in the centre. JJ Hanrahan and Quaylen Blade are the halfbacks. There's a front row of Peter Dooley, Dave Heffernan and Jack Ainger. David O'Connor and Joe Joyce are in the second row, and they've got a back row of Josh Murphy, Seamus Hurley-Langton and Sean Jansen. On the bench are Dylan Tierney-Martin, Jordan Duggan, Sam Illo, Oisin Dowling, Paul Boyle, Matthew Devine, Jack Harty and the debuting Finn Tracy. John Cooney will make his 150th appearance for Ulster when Zebre visit Kingspan Stadium on Sunday. He replaces fellow scrum half Nathan Doak. Zach Ward's recovered from a head injury to start on the left wing, so there's no Werner Koch this week. With Rob Herring in the Algarve, Tom Stewart starts at hooker. International call-ups mean a new second row partnership of Harry Sheridan and Kieran Treadwell. There's a debut at blindside for 22-year-old development forward Lorcan McLaughlin, and Tom Stewart says Sunday's game could be won and lost by how he and the rest of the Ulster pack perform.
I would say so, yeah, and they're a team that can cause a lot of bother, especially out wide too, but they'll have a big scrum, like Italian teams do, and they'll put a lot of weight in, so we've got to be really detailed and deliberate with our actions in the pack going forward, and it's a big game for us, we're sitting ninth in the league, and it's an opportunity for us to potentially get up into those playoff spots, and that's something we're going after.
So that Ulster team at full back will have Stuart Moore, Mike Lowry and Zach Ward are the wingers. Ben Carson and Jude Postlethwaite continue their promising centre partnership. Jack Murphy continues at out half, where he's partnered this week by John Cooney. There's a front row of Eric O'Sullivan, Tom Stewart and Scott Wilson. Harry Sheridan and Kieran Treadwell are in the second row. For Ulster, Lorcan McLaughlin will start, a blind side flanker Nick Timoney captains the team from open side, and Dave McCann continues at number 8. On the replacements bench for them are John Andrew, Callum Reid and Corey Barrett looking after the front row. Alan O'Connor and Matty Ray look after the other forwards. Nathan Doak, Jake Flannery and Rob Little are the trio taking care of the backs. Finally, Ireland's men's and women's sevens teams suffered poor starts to the latest HSBC sevens leg in Perth. The women lost 14-7 to Japan in their opening fixture and followed that with a 46 points to nil thrashing at the hands of the All Blacks. They complete their Pool A duties against Brazil overnight. The South African side also lost heavily to New Zealand and by 7 points to Japan. Ireland's men lost 21-5 to Spain to follow up on a 14-5 loss to France. It's Great Britain next for the men. The Great Britain lost also to France and Spain today. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, thanks so much for listening.